Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at this seven-figure mastery program for building online businesses.
Great.
And our main source material is this pretty in-depth review from someone who actually went through the whole program.
Wow.
So they're giving us a look at, you know, not just like the salesy stuff, but like what it's actually like,
yeah.
You know.
The nuts and bolts.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
So for all of you out there listening, you're obviously trying to learn how to succeed online. And hopefully this deep dive will give you some tactics and strategies to, you know, help you get there.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting about this review is that it does go beyond, you know, just the typical what you see in like a sales page or a testimonial.
Okay.
This person really gets into like the good, the bad, and the ugly, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about their struggles and their successes. And I think that's really valuable for anyone who's considering investing in a program like this.
Absolutely. And that's what we're all about here, like really digging into this stuff. So let's start with the, you know, the reviewer themselves. Like, where were they at before they found this seven-figure mastery program?
Right. So they were feeling pretty lost and frustrated, to be honest.
Yeah.
They actually described a lot of the classic challenges that I think a lot of online entrepreneurs face.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
like they talk about failed ad campaigns, you know, low sales figures, just generally feeling stuck.
I've been there.
Yeah. And they even admitted to, you know, investing in all sorts of courses and tools that promised the world, but ultimately didn't deliver.
Ah, yeah, that shiny object syndrome.
Exactly. They were jumping from one thing to the next, hoping for that quick fix.
Right.
And then they stumbled upon seven-figure mastery.
Okay, so what was it about this particular program that made them, you know, stop and take notice?
Well, one of the things that really drew them in was the comprehensiveness of the program.
Okay.
So for $82.70, they got access to this 32-part video course.
Wow.
That covered just about everything you could imagine.
Yep.
From launching a business to scaling it to, you know, all the ins and outs in between.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. They were also intrigued by the idea of gaining a fresh perspective.
All
you
right.
know, maybe finding something that wasn't as saturated as some of the other online business strategies out there.
Right.
So less competition potentially.
Yeah. I mean, that price is certainly eye-catching, but, you know, the big question is, was the content actually worth it?
Right.
Did it live up to the hype?
Well, that's what we're here to find out.
Exactly.
But, you know, the reviewer's journey after enrolling is where things start to get really interesting.
Okay.
Because they describe this pretty significant shift in their approach to digital marketing.
Oh, wow.
And that led to some real measurable improvements in their business.
That's what we like to hear.
Yes, definitely.
So let's break down some of these improvements.
Go ahead.
Starting with, you know, this whole sales funnel thing.
Right.
Which they mentioned was a big game changer for them.
It was.
So what were they struggling with initially when it came to sales funnels?
You know, they had the same problem that a lot of entrepreneurs have. They were just not converting visitors into paying customers.
Right.
Their early attempts at building a funnel just weren't producing the results they were hoping for.
So what was different about this program's approach to sales funnels?
Mm-hmm.
Did it just like hand them a template, or was it more involved than that?
It was way more than just a template.
Okay.
Seven-figure mastery actually walked them through each step of the process.
Wow.
Like how to create a lead magnet that actually attracts the right people.
Mm.
How to set up a high converting landing page.
Right.
And perhaps most importantly, how to implement these targeted follow-up sequences to nurture those leads.
Okay, so it sounds like they were missing that crucial follow-up piece. You
yeah.
know, instead of just sending one email and hoping for the best, they learned how to actually build a relationship with those potential customers over time.
Exactly. And by doing that, you know, by implementing those follow-up sequences, they saw a dramatic increase in both leads and conversions.
Mm. So basically, their sales funnel went from being this weak link to like a powerful engine driving their business growth.
That's a great way to put it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all know that building a successful business online takes more than just a killer sales funnel.
Oh, for sure.
So what other aspects did this seven-figure mastery program address?
Well, it took this really holistic approach.
Okay.
You know, they guided the reviewer through pretty much the entire process of building an online business.
Okay.
From like the initial concept all the way to launch and beyond.
I mean, starting an online business can be super overwhelming, especially if you're a beginner.
Oh, absolutely.
So where did they even suggest starting?
Well, they started with niche selection, which basically means figuring out what you're going to focus on.
Right.
You know, what's going to be profitable and also aligned with your interests.
Yeah.
And the program actually provided specific strategies and tools to help the reviewer analyze different niches.
Okay.
And choose one that had, high earning potential and ideally not a ton of competition.
Right, finding that sweet spot.
Exactly.
So what came after they figured out their niche?
Okay, so once they had that nailed down, the program provided step-by-step guidance on things like setting up their website, choosing the right tools for their business, and most importantly, crafting a compelling brand identity.
Oh, yeah. Branding is so important.
It is.
It's not just about having a cool logo. It's about like communicating your values and connecting with your audience on an emotional level.
You got it.
That's tricky.
It is. But, you know, the program really emphasized how important it is to have a strong brand story.
Right.
Especially if you want to stand out in a crowded marketplace.
Yeah.
And the reviewer actually said that they saw a noticeable difference in how memorable and appealing their brand was after implementing these principles.
That's awesome. So they went from like a shaky foundation to a solid brand presence.
Exactly.
So what other key takeaways did they highlight? I know they mentioned struggling with affiliate marketing initially.
Yes. Affiliate marketing was another area where they faced some challenges.
Okay.
Their early efforts to generate commissions were kind of hit or miss, you know? Mm-hmm. It seemed like they'd fallen into some of those common traps, thinking it was going to be a quick and easy path to riches.
Right. The classic mistake.
Yeah. But one of the things that Seven-Figure Mastery really pushed was the idea of focusing on high-ticket affiliate offers.
Okay, now high-ticket offers, those sound great in theory.
They do.
But aren't they harder to sell?
Well, yeah, you do have a point there.
Yeah.
You know, most people are more comfortable with smaller purchases.
Right.
But the program made a pretty compelling case for focusing on those high-ticket offers.
Oh, okay.
They argued that those offers have the potential to generate significantly higher commissions, for one.
Right.
And they also can help you build deeper relationships with your customers.
Okay, that makes sense.
Of course, you know, they do require a bit more of a nuanced marketing approach.
Right.
And the program provided specific strategies for promoting those high-ticket offers effectively.
So it's not just about, you know, throwing a bunch of links out there and hoping for the best.
No, not at all.
It's about building trust.
Absolutely.
Providing value.
Yeah.
And really connecting with your audience.
Exactly. And that was actually one of the things that the reviewer initially struggled with.
Okay.
They admitted that their early promotional efforts were a little too pushy.
Right.
You know, they lacked that genuine connection.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that before.
Yeah, it's a common mistake.
Yeah.
But Seven-Figure Mastery helped them shift their approach.
Okay.
Emphasizing the importance of creating content that really provides value and builds rapport with the audience.
Gotcha. So they weren't just trying to sell all the time. They were actually providing helpful information and building trust.
Precisely. Right. And you know what the result of that was?
Right.
A significant increase in click-through rates and, more importantly, conversion rates.
So basically, their affiliate marketing efforts went from being like a weak link to a valuable revenue stream.
You got it.
That's pretty impressive. We've covered sales funnels, building a business from scratch, mastering affiliate marketing. But it sounds like we're just scratching the surface of what the reviewer learned from this Seven-Figure Mastery program.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more to unpack.
So stay tuned for part two of this deep dive, where we're going to explore some of the more unique elements of the program.
Okay.
Like this CRFT strategy they talked about for copywriting.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And we'll dive into how they tackled some of those more, you know, maybe intimidating topics.
Okay.
Like Google AdWords and media buying.
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be fascinating.
Definitely.
Oh.
So stick around.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Seven-Figure Mastery. Last time we were talking about, you know, how this program really helped the reviewer kind of transform their online business.
Right.
But their journey didn't end there.
Okay.
They actually uncovered some really valuable insights along the way that challenged a lot of the common assumptions about, you know, the online business world. Yeah. It's funny how often those beliefs that we have, you know, those deeply ingrained beliefs can actually hold us back.
Totally.
So did Seven-Figure Mastery, like, directly address any of those potentially limiting beliefs?
They did. And one area they specifically tackled was those misconceptions surrounding affiliate marketing.
Oh, affiliate marketing.
You know, the reviewer admitted to falling for that classic get-rich-quick trap.
All right.
Believing that affiliate marketing was this easy path to, like, overnight success.
I mean, that's such a common misconception, especially for people who are new to online business.
Yeah. For sure.
So did the program offer like a different perspective on that?
It did. They debunked that myth that affiliate marketing is a shortcut to riches.
Okay.
They emphasized that, you know, it takes hard work, just surge planning and a long-term commitment to building a sustainable business.
So it's not about chasing quick wins or relying on shortcuts.
No, it's about building a solid foundation.
Right.
But while they definitely emphasized those long-term strategies, they also didn't neglect the importance of like efficiency and optimization.
Okay.
For example, they really delved into the nuances of Google AdWords.
Google AdWords. Yeah, that can be a
It
headache,
can be a real beast.
especially for online entrepreneurs.
Yeah, it's so easy to get lost in all those options and settings.
Right, and waste a ton of money on campaigns that just don't work.
Exactly. So the program really broke it down into these manageable steps,
Yeah.
providing guidance on everything from keyword research and match types to bid strategies and ad copy optimization.
So they didn't just like throw a bunch of technical jargon at them.
No, they focused on clear explanations and actionable tips.
Much more helpful.
Yeah, and the reviewer actually mentioned specifically learning about different keyword match types,
Oh, okay.
which can have a huge impact on the reach and effectiveness of your ads.
Right.
And they discovered the power of using long-tail keywords.
Long-tail keywords. Yeah, those are super
They
powerful.
are because they're less competitive and they attract a more qualified audience,
Yeah.
people who are further along in the buying cycle.
Exactly. So, did they also talk about bid management?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Because that can get really complicated.
It can. And the reviewer said that this was a real revelation for them.
Okay.
They'd been struggling with setting the right bids,
Right.
either overspending or, missing out on valuable clicks.
Yeah, you got to find that sweet spot.
You do. And the program helped them understand the different bidding strategies available
Okay.
and how to choose the right one based on their budget and their campaign goals.
So they went from like fumbling in the dark to having this clear understanding of how to manage their AdWords campaigns.
Exactly. It was a huge relief for them,
I bet it was.
and it didn't stop there.
Okay.
Seven Figure Mastery also provided some really valuable insights on media buying.
Oh, media buying. Yeah, that's another one that can be intimidating.
It can, especially when you're working with a limited budget.
Right. It feels really high stakes.
It does. So the program really demystified the process,
Like.
giving practical tips on researching different media options, crafting effective ad creatives,
Yeah.
and most importantly, tracking your performance to make sure you're getting a return on your investment.
That's so crucial. You don't want to just be throwing money at advertising without knowing what's working.
Exactly. So they introduced the reviewer to various analytics platforms
Okay.
and taught them how to actually interpret the data
Okay.
to make informed decisions about their strategy.
So it wasn't just like, here's a bunch of numbers, good luck.
No, they actually showed them what those numbers meant and how to use them.
And they probably talked about A/B testing, right?
Oh yeah, A/B testing was a big focus.
Because that can be a real game changer.
It takes the guesswork out of it. Instead of just hoping your ad is good, you can actually test different versions and see which one performs best.
Right. So they covered Google AdWords media buying. What other potentially tricky areas did the program
Well,
address?
they also got into social media marketing.
Oh, social media. Yeah. With all the different platforms and the algorithms that are constantly changing, it can be really overwhelming.
It definitely can be.
So, what was their approach to social media marketing?
Well, they didn't advocate trying to be everywhere at once.
Okay.
They encouraged a more strategic approach. So, understanding your target audience and choosing the platforms where they actually hang out.
That makes a lot of sense. There's no point in putting all your energy into a platform where your ideal customers aren't even present.
Exactly. And they did offer platform-specific strategies and tips.
Oh, okay. Like what?
So, for visual platforms like Instagram and Pinterest,
Right.
they emphasized creating eye-catching content that showcases your brand personality.
Okay.
And they also talked about the importance of, understanding each platform's algorithm.
Right, because those are constantly changing.
They are. So it was a mix of big picture strategy and then very specific platform advice.
And did the reviewer find that approach helpful?
They did it. They reported a noticeable increase in their engagement and their website traffic.
Okay, so they were getting real results.
They were. But beyond just the tactical advice,
Yeah.
Seven Figure Mastery also addressed some of the deeper anxieties that a lot of online entrepreneurs face.
Oh, yeah. You mean like imposter syndrome, the fear of failure, comparisonitis?
All of that.
Because those can be major roadblocks.
They can. And that's where the program's emphasis on mindset really came in.
Okay.
They talked about cultivating a positive mindset, building resilience,
Right.
and focusing on your unique strengths.
Yeah, because the online world can be so noisy and competitive.
It can.
It's easy to get caught up in comparing yourself to others and feeling like you're not good enough.
Totally. So they encourage practices like mindfulness and gratitude.
Okay.
You know, focusing on your own progress and celebrating your wins no matter how small.
I love that.
They also gave tips on managing stress and avoiding burnout.
Yeah, burnout is a real problem.
It is, especially in the online world.
Right. So it sounds like Seven-Figure Mastery really addressed both the strategic and the emotional aspects of building a business.
They did. They took a very holistic approach.
That's great. So what other valuable insights did the reviewer highlight?
Well, one thing they mentioned was that the program went beyond just the typical strategies. You know,
okay.
They offered a range of bonus techniques and advanced strategies.
I love bonus content.
It's the best.
So what kind of advanced strategies are we talking about here?
Well, one that stood out was the art of crafting compelling bonuses.
Oh, bonuses for their own products and services.
Exactly. They learned how to create bonus packages that added significant value for their customers.
Yeah, everybody loves a good bonus.
It's true. You know, it's a great way to sweeten the deal and make people feel like they're getting more bang for their buck.
Exactly. So did they give any specific examples of like bonus types or strategies?
They did. For example, they talked about offering complimentary products or services.
Yeah.
Creating exclusive content bundles.
Yeah.
You know, even personalized bonuses tailored to specific customer segments.
Wow. So they really got into the psychology of bonuses.
They did.
Like how to frame them in a way that makes them seem super valuable.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Okay, what other advanced strategies did they uncover?
They also got some training on advanced SEO techniques.
SEO, yeah, that can be a bit of a black box for a lot of people.
It can be, especially since it's constantly evolving.
Right. Google's always changing the rules.
Exactly. But the program went beyond just the basics. You know, they provided deeper insights into things like on-page optimization, link building,
right.
Content strategy.
Yeah, because it's not just about stuffing keywords into your content anymore.
No, it's about creating something valuable that people actually want to read.
And that Google sees as authoritative.
Exactly. And the reviewer actually saw some really positive results.
Okay.
After implementing these strategies, their website traffic increased significantly.
Nice.
And their search engine rankings improved noticeably.
That's awesome. So it sounds like this Seven-Figure Mastery program covered a lot of ground.
It did.
From the basic principles to those advanced techniques.
This is really comprehensive.
But beyond the specific strategies and tactics, did the program offer any like overarching insights that really resonated with the reviewer?
They did. And one that really stood out was the importance of building a sustainable and ethical business.
Oh, I like that.
You know, it's not just about making money.
Right.
It's about creating genuine value for your audience, fostering trust,
yeah,
and building a business that you can actually be proud of.
That's a message I can definitely get behind.
Yeah, me too.
Shifting the focus from those quick wins to creating something that has a positive impact on the world.
Exactly. So they encouraged a customer-centric approach.
Okay.
You know, really understanding your audience's needs.
Right.
Providing exceptional customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Creating products and services that actually solve problems.
So it's about building a business with integrity where your actions align with your values.
Yeah.
And creating a brand that people actually trust and want to support.
Yeah. Do they give any examples of how to do that?
Yeah. Do they offer any specific examples or case studies?
They did. They shared stories of successful entrepreneurs who have built these thriving businesses.
Okay.
By prioritizing ethical practices and building genuine relationships with their customers.
I love that.
And they gave some actionable tips on how to incorporate these principles into every aspect of your business.
That's awesome. So Seven-Figure Mastery really goes beyond just teaching business strategies.
It does.
It encourages a more holistic approach to entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Where success is measured not just by profits.
Right.
But by the positive impact you're making in the world.
Exactly.
Now, before we get too philosophical here, I'm really curious to hear the reviewer's final thoughts and reflections after going through this whole experience.
Me too.
Yeah.
So the next and final part of our deep dive, we'll explore those overall impressions of Seven-Figure Mastery. Their key takeaways and their advice for anyone who's considering the program.
Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive into Seven-Figure Mastery.
It's going to be good.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Seven-Figure Mastery. And we've talked about so much already, you know, sales funnels, affiliate marketing, even getting into the weeds with Google AdWords.
Right, a lot of ground covered.
Yeah, and that whole idea of, you know, building an ethical business.
Absolutely.
But now I really want to hear, you know, did this program actually deliver what it promised?
Yeah, good question.
Like, what was the reviewer's overall assessment?
Well, they were very clear about, you know, the positive impact Seven-Figure Mastery had on them.
Okay.
Both in terms of their business, but also like their mindset.
Okay.
They said they went from feeling kind of lost and unsure of themselves to, achieving real results and feeling confident in their ability to succeed online.
Yeah, that's so important, that confidence boost.
It is. And they actually shared some specific wins that they attributed to the program.
Oh, like what?
Well, they talked about seeing significant increases in their website traffic, a surge in sales,
Okay.
and, really substantial growth in their audience.
Those are some tangible results.
They are very measurable. And they even talked about reaching a level of income that they had only dreamed of before.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is so inspiring.
It is. So, what did they pinpoint as the program's biggest strengths? Like, what really stood out to them?
Well, they repeatedly mentioned the actionable strategies. The clear explanations, the practical
So, it
tips.
wasn't just theory.
No, they actually gave you a roadmap for, taking action and seeing those results.
That's what we like to hear.
Right, because knowledge is only powerful if you can apply it.
Exactly. And they also talked about the importance of learning from someone who's actually done it
Oh,
themselves.
yeah, that was a big one for them.
Like, they wanted to hear from someone who would walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Exactly. And the program's creator, they had a proven track record of success in the online business world.
Okay, so they weren't just some random guru.
No, they were someone who had actually navigated those challenges and come out on top.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
It does, because it gives you that confidence that, they're not just making stuff up.
Right, they've been there.
Exactly.
So ultimately, what was their final verdict on Seven Figure Mastery?
They gave it a resounding endorsement,
Okay.
strongly recommended it to anyone who's serious about building a successful online business.
So, all in all, a positive review.
Very positive. They even said it was one of the best investments they'd ever made.
Wow, that's a big statement.
It is.
Yeah.
So I think, if you're looking for a program that can give you the tools and strategies you need to succeed online, Seven Figure Mastery is definitely worth considering.
Absolutely. But, we've covered so much in this deep dive. If our listener could only implement one thing from this program, what would you suggest?
That's a tough one. There's so much good stuff in there.
I know, right?
But if I had to pick just one, I'd say focus on building trust with your audience.
Building trust.
Yeah, because honestly, that underpins everything we've talked about.
It does.
Whether it's, creating sales funnels,
Yeah.
writing compelling copy, promoting affiliate products, it all boils down to building those genuine connections and earning people's trust.
So it's not about being like a sleazy salesperson.
No, not at all.
It's about providing value,
Yeah,
being authentic,
absolutely.
and creating a brand that people respect.
Exactly. And that's how you build a truly sustainable business.
And those principles, they extend beyond just business.
Oh, yeah.
They apply to all areas of our lives.
Totally.
So if you're out there and you're feeling inspired to take your online business to the next level, just remember,
Yeah.
focus on that trust. Create value for your audience,
You got it.
and the results will follow.
Well said. And if you're looking for some guidance and support on that journey,
Right.
Seven Figure Mastery seems like a pretty solid resource based on this review.
It does. And as always, we encourage you to go check out the source material yourself, see what resonates with you.
Form your own opinions.
We've only scratched the surface here.
We have.
There's so much more to explore.
Lots to learn.
All right, well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into seven-figure mastery.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time on the Deep Dive, keep learning, keep growing, and keep building those amazing businesses.
See you next time.